These are the Qayshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Qayshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Welcome to Qayshi Tapes. I'm John Hewlett, along with Favaz.
Hi, John.
Let's do another podcast.
Okay, let's do it.
Everybody's doing podcasts these days, but they don't have what we have.
No, they don't.
That is interviews with rock stars and famous people going back to, what's our earliest, 78, I think, maybe? I had one from 78 with Sammy Hagar, something like that.
Now, I was going to say Shelley Grafman, but that wasn't as old.
No, that happened in the 90s.
Yeah
early
or
90s.
Or late 80s or something
late
80s. Like that.
Yeah. All right, so today's interview is one that was done in...
2017.
Yeah, 2017. Mm-hmm. And it was, I was doing the morning show with Learn at the time.
And Carl.
And Carl, okay. And you came in the morning show in 18, right?
18.
Nineteen. Okay, so not too long ago, and Greg Raleigh of Journey is our subject matter here, and he just found out that he and Journey were going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's all I know about how this interview came about. I think that's why he was calling.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably promoting something too.
Who knows?
Possibly a show at the Wildy Theater, which I saw. It was fantastic.
Him?
Yes.
Wow.
He was
that
at
would
the Wildy Theater. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So let's see how this goes. And we begin.
We got Greg Raleigh of Journey on the phone with us here at KC95. And Greg is going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Journey. How about that? Took long enough, didn't it?
Yeah, that's the story.
Very, very humble man, yes.
Yeah, that's the story.
Kind of bored with the whole thing.
Are you nervous about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, or how do you feel leading up to it?
We're kind of stunned because of the exclusive club that is and the illustrious guys that are going to be for a second time. And this is my second time.
Yes, that's right. You're in Santana. You're in with Santana. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And so that part of it, and also the Journey should be there. Journey should have always been there based on what the idea behind the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was, which is, doing music that changed music.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
Journey definitely did do that.
Yeah, people will argue and say, oh, they were formulated rock and they weren't innovative in any way. Dead wrong.
Totally wrong.
Yeah. It was somewhat formulated as not the early Journey. The early Journey mm-hmm. was very progressive.
Very.
And I think you got to count that in with all this.
Right.
And then once Steve Perry came, yes, they became very hit-oriented. But they evolved that genre of rock
mm-hmm.
to perfection.
Absolutely.
And changed the business world of rock as well.
I think they... Ooh, good statement, John.
Yes.
Mm. And it's about time that it got recognized. That's the way I feel.
And it's like Journey's been punished for being successful. Do you get that feeling?
From the original band, which was based on solo work and stuff, it was stunning. We could sell more tickets than we could records. But when we stopped doing that and started writing songs for singing, we got people, you're selling out. I was selling out. If either one was easy to do, everybody would do it.
Yeah.
It's, it was a choice.
Yes.
We've made a choice to change the way we went about it. And it was welcomed. It was great. And so here we are. Now what would you say? Right?
Well, you were singing at the time they decided to bring in Steve Perry. Were you cool with that?
Absolutely. I was playing four, maybe five keyboards, harmonica, and doing lead vocals. I was stretched pretty thin, and it was always that way. And the idea of playing music that was writing for songs for singing and harmonies, I thought was great. Why not?
Yeah.
Let's give that a go. And he had a great voice. So, Neil and I both went, this guy's crooning, man. We went, and Herbie.
He said, this guy's corny?
Crooning. Yeah,
okay.
Not corny.
Well, pretty much the same thing, I guess. Crooning and corny. I don't know.
Herbert, he's kind of corny now.
Says, this is your singer. Get used to it.
This is your singer.
Herbie Hancock said that. He was
yeah,
the manager.
Yeah, he died a young man, Herbie Hancock.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was that
wow.
His
Herbie? So Herbie found him?
Yeah.
Yes.
Herbie found him. Now, yeah. here in St. Louis, of course, we were playing the early Journey when you were the singer and all that, and we were one of your biggest supporters when Steve joined the band and things started taking off. You may remember.
Shelly
Grafman, yeah.
You bet. And
isn't that cool that he remembers Shelly by first name?
I'd love to hear, especially that. It's just super, super cool.
For those of you who don't know, Shelly Grafman was the general manager of KC Radio from... I want to say it was probably like maybe 1970 on through 83 when the
architect of Casey, I think we referred to him as.
Yeah, the architect. Yes, he was.
We used to go out to that that little studio out in the middle of nowhere.
That's the studio in Crestwood, Missouri, for those of you who may not be familiar.
To go do interviews and all that stuff before the band had really started making it. And Casey had a lot to do with the success of Journey.
You know, Mark Close tells a story about Journey came in from San Francisco to play a show in St. Louis, and they were paid $500.
That's it?
Yeah. I mean, now with inflation, $500 today is equal to much more than $500, but still, it would not be enough, you would think, to make a band drive from San Francisco to St. Louis to do a gig.
Yeah,
you know?
I wouldn't think so.
Of course, now, Century Broadcasting owned Casey and also owned the station out there in San Francisco that was very helpful. Camel. We owned Camel in San Francisco.
Yeah, right. And both of those were important to our growth.
Yeah. Right. And you guys are from the San Francisco area. Right. So what can we expect on stage when you get inducted tonight?
Well, I'm playing one.
Oh, so you're calling just about just for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's cool.
Song and that's with Ainsley as well. So there's one of the earlier songs and a couple of the
others. You're talking about Ainsley Dunsbar, who's one of the great rock drummers of all time.
The ones, and I won't divulge which ones they are because that's up to Journey. That's up to those guys, what they want to do or how they want to go about it.
What do you expect Steve Perry to do? Because he's going to be there.
Possibly just sit there.
Now,
John, what I was told... He's going to show, but not perform.
Now, John and I have a bet.
That's Carl the intern talking.
Mm-hmm. I say we bet a dollar. I say that he's going to perform. John says he's not.
Well, get your dollars out.
Get your dollars out, Carl. Told you.
I have no answer for you. I know you'd love me to do this.
Yeah.
But I really don't know. And so
did
we'll
he perform?
See. I'm just going, look, I'm going to go there. I'm sit and play with Neil and the band, and have fun and accept an award that's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Did he perform?
You know, I have videos, discs. I bought that discs of all the performances at Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I have not watched half of them, so I'll have to...
I'm trying to remember. I mean, I know him and Neil got along great.
Right.
And stuff like that, but... I don't remember because they have Arnell Pineda, who sounds just like Steve Perry, and he's been in the band forever for a long time.
Hmm. Makes me want to go back and check now. Yeah, pull it up on YouTube. You can probably find it.
I'll just ask Google.
Yeah, answer your own question once again. Okay. That's what we do here on this podcast. That's what everybody's doing anymore these days. You can be sitting around with people at dinner. Hey, I wonder who I'm. Well, just Google it, okay, and then you answer your own question. It's just the way life has changed with information at our fingertips.
Well, hold
on. This. Isn't it amazing?
One of the biggest moments in rock and roll history happened last year when Steve Perry appeared at the 2017 Rock and Roll. It was truly special to hear him speak and give thanks for being inducted, but unfortunately, we did not hear him sing with Journey.
Yeah, so Carl paid me. Carl owed me a dollar.
Oh, did he really pay you? I think he still owes you a dollar.
Oh, yeah, no, I think he did.
Okay.
So but it doesn't say anything about whether Greg Raleigh... You were asking if
Steve Perry performed.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now, you're not with Journey as they continue to tour these days. What do you think of the band in its present form?
Well, it's Journey. They sound like Journey. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
Arnell's great. I met the guy. He's really a nice guy. And I think it was one of the smartest things Neil's ever done was finding that guy. I appreciate the fact that he's kept this going all these years. And then it was Neil who really did it.
Yeah, they found him on YouTube, right?
Yep. And think about all the money they have made touring with him. Not so much they didn't sell records.
Yeah, no.
But touring with him, that he sounds like Steve Perry, just gobs and gobs of money.
Yeah. I wonder what his take is on the deal, because he didn't write any of the songs.
Right. Well, let's see what he's worth. Okay.
Answer my question for me, Favaz, on YouTube.
All right,
or
I'll find out here.
Google. All right, let's continue with the interview.
Also, it was Neil's band in the first place. And Neil and Herbie are the ones that started this up.
Oh, it was Neil and Herbie. I thought Greg was also involved in starting the band, but he gives credit to Neil, Neil Schoen.
I have the answer.
Oh, okay.
Arnel Pineda, how much do you think he's worth?
How much he's worth? Oh, maybe. I'm going to say $5 million.
$20 million.
So he's getting paid pretty well.
And here he was just sitting in his room in the Philippines when he got the call. Yeah. Oh, God.
I know.
Only in America.
Yeah. And gave me a call and said, okay, and saved me.
Herbie Herbert. I said Herbie Hancock earlier.
Herbie Herbert.
Because Herbie Hancock is the keyboard player.
Yeah.
And in a restaurant business that I had no business being in.
He was in the restaurant business before he got the call from Neil Schoen and Herbie Herbert.
And Greg, what are you doing these days?
I'm playing with Ringo, and I go out with the last 5 years. This is my fifth year playing with Ringo Starr and the All-Stars, same band. I'm going to finish an album that I put on hold so I could do Santana 4. And I hope to get that out this year. So now I got a little time to actually work on my own stuff. So that's the plan for now.
Not too many people can say that they are in two Hall of Fame bands, but Greg Raleigh, who we just spoke to here, he can say that. Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
There you go, and that's the interview. Greg Raleigh of Journey calling when he found out that Journey was going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he was going in for the second time as he was already in with Santana. How much is Greg Raleigh worth?
Greg Raleigh's net worth, hold on here one second. It's they have a lot of, it's not the typical thing here.
Because he's not.
In 1998, he was introduced to the Rock, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when Santana went. His net worth. He is estimated to have a net worth of $5 million.
Wow,
that's it.
Yeah, that is kind of surprising.
Because
he wrote some of those great old Santana songs.
Yeah.
On top of helping out with some of those early Journey songs.
Well, yeah, and
that can't be right.
Who knows?
Is that your usual source that you just?
That's not my usual source.
Oh.
That's why I
go
I
to
took
your
a
usual
more.
Source.
Well, net worth. Celebrity net worth. Okay. All right. And we'll see if Greg comes up here.
What a nice guy he is, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was super honest.
He was.
In that interview.
I'd like to do a long, extensive interview with him one of these days. Just a nice, long half hour, 45 minutes.
I don't know, John. It's not coming up.
If only I had a podcast where I could interview people.
Oh, man. Yeah. You should get one. You should get a better partner, too.
Who knows how to use Google? All right. Well, that's our podcast for today. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan. And on Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
And I am the partner. And AMF to you.
Bye.
The KC Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.